All in a day's work.
Matthew, afternoon games can be kind of sleepy affairs. How fun did this game feel for you? Look like you're having a good time out.
Say hi.
I don't know if you'd call that a good time, but it was definitely entertaining for the fans. Like you said, they're a little wonky. Everything's different from your preparation in the day, and game kind of just developed that way. And I threw a hit. I didn't think it was that bad at the time. Looked at it, kind of questionable. So kind of just derived from there. You got to be ready to answer the bell when that happens.
Did you have an issue with Pospisil and Christensen, or was that just working in a cap feeder hit? Pospisil come up to
you? I had a little bit of an issue with it because I don't blame the guy. I mean, he's just doing his job, but I thought it was clean hit, and Christensen's at the end of a shift, and he hopped from the bench. So, yeah, but I mean, I'm not saying he's in the wrong. It's just, you don't think of that stuff while playing, but that's why I did what I did.
Yeah. You guys have been through some stuff here the last couple of years. How fun is this to have players playing, guys doing their jobs, everything kind of at times working well?
Yeah, feels like it's just team unity through the whole thing, and thankfully we're getting wins and doing well on home ice, and there's some things we got to tighten up like always, but I thought tonight overall was a really good game for us, and in every aspect I thought we did a really good job staying on top of them.
So Lomberg talking to you guys were kind of talking before that fight,
it's from my hit. He thought he needed to be addressed. I don't mind it.
So you're like, all right, let's go.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, that basically, it really sent the crowd roaring, into the give you guys a lift, basically.
I think so. I mean, I've never been one to think a fight's a bad thing. Even if you lose, there's always a jolt of energy regardless. It's always different for the guys, but tonight was about accountability, and that's fine. I got no problem with that.
Matthew, your last five game swing out west did not go particularly well. How much better do you feel about this team right now before you head out on this trip?
Yeah, the swing out west, I mean, it wasn't that we were playing badly, except the Seattle game, I'd say. I think overall we actually played decent hockey, we just weren't scoring, and a couple mistakes that were costing us games. But overall, I thought the team performed decently, except the Seattle game. So, it's just when we get home, we score. Now we got to do it on the road.
Do you feel like each one of these games you guys end up winning? I mean, you're over 500 now. I mean, is there a message sent to the rest of the league in every one of these games that you guys are on your way up?
Well, yeah. We couldn't really go further down, to be honest with you. So we're definitely going in the right direction. We're still missing some big pieces. But, everyone that's playing is doing a really good job. And, we just got to find ways to win every night, and that's what we're doing right now.
How much are you guys enjoying this process right now?
Oh, yeah. Winning's way more fun. I mean, ask anyone, they'll tell you. Now, we're a little over 500, but we're pushing for playoffs here, so we got a lot of work to do. This is the time of year that teams kind of separate from others, and this is where we gotta bear down and keep going here.
Pump up the crowd after that second fight. Is it just the adrenaline taking over?
Yeah, I blacked out. Sorry, I don't have a better answer for you. I don't have a better answer for you. I heard the Stone Cold music and I blacked out.
Is Wierenski the other day, or is Jake Christensen today? Just how exciting is it for you to see other guys step up when necessary, when they have to answer that kind of call?
Absolutely. I thought Christy did a hell of a job. He didn't need to take that at all. His hit was clean. He was at the end of a shift, like I mentioned, and he did. And, he stood in there. He did a good job. But that's just, what we want to build here. We want to have guys that fight for each other and stand up for themselves. And, when you do that, then it's easier as a team to – when you get in the middle of the games and you got to make the hard play the easy play, but not the fun play, to make sure we stay on top of games. I think guys buy into that a lot more when guys are doing those kind of things.
Thank you.
Thanks.